See, this is hard to describe. It's not second, it's...
First.
Uh-huh. Then what's after first?
Second.
And then?
Third. Fourth. Fifth. Sixth. Seventh. Eighth. Ninth. Tenth.
Yeah. Okay. What now what other local towns are around here?
We only have Heber here in the valley, and have those places they call, I don't know whether they call them towns or not. I don't think they've even incorporated. They have Walsburg, yes, Walsburg, yes, but they have Daniels and Center Creek. Mm-hmm. That's about all we have here in the valley. Oh. Do you want to go outside the valley?
Okay, what's like within, I don't know, 30 miles or so?
Well, you get up into Camas area. It's Camas and Woodland and Bench Creek, they call them. Oakley and Peoe, they're a little further away. Then the closest on the south is Provo. It's about 25. Or on the, you get into American Fork and Pleasant Grove and Springfield. Spanish Fork and Springville.
What about other states that are around here?
Well, Nevada's to the east, to the west. And Idaho's to the north, and Wyoming, Colorado. Arizona. That's all.
Yeah, that's pretty much it around here. What about, now they want me to have you say certain cities and towns, and so I'll try and describe them. Like, what city is New Orleans in? I mean, what state is New Orleans in? Do you remember?
Florida.
Florida, it's real close to that one, yeah. What about, have you ever heard of the Hans Mill Massacre?
Yeah, that's done in Nevada, isn't it? Or Arizona?
That might be it, I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure myself.
Not sure either.
What about, let's see. Do you know what, the state of Illinois? Do you know what the big city that's there is? They call it the Windy City.
Chicago.
Uh-huh. And what about, if it's not night, it's...
Day.
Day. And then what's even earlier? What would you call when you get up? You get up in the...
Morning?
Yeah, in the morning. I know, they're easy words, but sometimes... They seem like trying to get harder.
You have the right bearings on it.
Yeah. What about if you're not going away from something, you're going
toward it.
Uh huh. And if you're not, what direction is this?
Up.
And this is
down.
Uh huh. And then let's see. You measure how far away certain places are.
Miles.
Uh-huh. By miles. And if you're not being pulled, you're being...
Driven. Pushed.
Driven. Pushed. And if you're not being pushed, you're being...
Driven.
Driven, or what I just said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. How would you describe something if it's not very far away?
Close.
Close. Okay, and if it's a short distance, do you have it like, do you ever say?
Oh, it's just a step away.
Yeah. What about if something's really far away?
Long distance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what about if there's something that it's not very plentiful?
Scarce.
Yeah. And let's see, where is it that the trains stay?
Station.
At the station. And what is it called that they travel on?
Tracks.
Tracks. And it's the whole system is called the...
Railroad.
Mm-hmm. What about, let's see, what do you say to someone when you're going to part, when you're going to go away from each other?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Is that what you usually...
Farewell.
Farewell. Do you have any little things just like, I know I always say, I'll see you later.
I'll see you.
Yeah.
I'll be seeing you.
I'll be seeing you. Okay. Well, I think that's just about it. Oh, I know that gets so tedious sometimes. I just...
Well, that's all right. That's good.